With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Molly Dove. With cases of COVID-19 going up in states around the country, Colorado Governor Jared Polis has issued a mandatory mask order for all residents when they are out in public. In the past, Polis has resisted such an order, saying it can't be enforced. But with growing pressure and several communities opting out of mask orders by local health departments, he says now is the time to act based on data.
And that's why today I'm signing an executive order that's effective at midnight tonight that requires that every Coloradan age 10 and up wear a mask or face covering whenever they're in any public indoor space, a store, a business, an office. Of course, anybody with a medical condition or something that might put them at risk is exempt from that requirement.
Cases of COVID-19 in Colorado are far fewer than other states, but there has been an uptick in recent weeks. Cases are also increasing in people under the age of 40 and older children and teens. Thursday's announcement comes ahead of several national retail chains requiring mask wearing next week, including King Soopers, Target, and Walmart. Cases of COVID-19 are steadily rising in all three counties in the Roaring Fork Valley. Local health officials say some people aren't complying with contact tracers, making containing the virus harder. Alex Hager has the details.
In yesterday's live-streamed community meeting, county health officials said their box-it-in strategy is running into some hurdles, as some who've tested positive have been unwilling to quarantine and failed to return calls from contact tracers. Eagle County says its cases are trending up, with more than a third of total infections in the Roaring Fork Valley. Garfield County said half of all cases are in Glenwood Springs and Carbondale. Pitkin County has seen a large uptick of infected residents since the 4th of July, and Aspen Valley Hospital said an increasing volume of test requests is a sign that more hospitalizations are likely coming soon. I'm Alex Hager, Aspen Public Radio News.
Like other local arts centers, Anderson Ranch Arts Center has had to pivot its programming to meet COVID-19 public health orders. Arts and culture reporter Kirsten Dobroth found that social distancing has brought about a wave of creativity.
There's a new sculpture garden blossoming on the Snowmass Village Art Facility's grounds. The self-guided exhibition is called Sculpturally Distanced and includes 17 pieces. If taking in the collection works up an appetite, Anderson Ranch has reconcepted its on-site cafe, too. David Wong is the ranch's director of culinary arts and operations.
With the new reality of COVID, service itself is being switched over to an a la carte style service. Definitely a globally inspired menu. To start, we're hitting on my strengths, which is sort of the Eastern Asian flavors.
The Snowmass Village facility is introducing grab-and-go service come August and is open to the public Monday through Friday from 9 to 5. Kirsten Dobroth, Edlis Neeson Arts and Culture Desk.
After 3 months of mostly declining numbers, new claims for unemployment benefits increased last week. More than 10,500 people filed for unemployment in Colorado last week. The state's peak in new unemployment claims come in mid-April with more than 100,000 claims in 1 week. The industries hit hardest include food service, healthcare, and retail. I'm Molly Dove, Aspen Public Radio News.